The United States has introduced a resolution in the UN Security Council that authorizes the immediate deployment of a multinational force to Liberia. The force would consist of soldiers from West African nations, particularly Nigeria, with the United States providing financial and logistical support. It would remain there until a UN peacekeeping force can be assembled and deployed in the fall. President Bush told reporters yesterday that his administration is working closely with the Nigerian-led Economic Community of West African States to get a force into Liberia. He said any U.S. role in the mission would be limited. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says Liberia is on the brink of a humanitarian disaster. Many Liberians who sought refuge in the capital, Monrovia, are finding themselves in the middle of the fighting. International aid agencies say it's almost impossible to get relief supplies to those who desperately need it. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Even before the most recent battle for Monrovia broke out 2 weeks ago, many Liberians were already living in desperate conditions. An estimated 30,000 people sought refuge from the fighting in the National Soccer Stadium. Families now live in every crevice of the structure. Some people have taken over the press boxes, others moved into unlit offices and storerooms under the bleachers. Luke Joe and his family live in the men's toilets of Block 7. His wife, children, and elderly father sleep on the white-tiled floor of what used to be the urinals. Joe says he's worried they'll all get sick from sleeping in the cold, wet conditions.
Yeah, because the cold breeze, the ground cold. No kind of mattress or whatsoever. Cold ground.
There's already been an outbreak of cholera at the stadium. Luke Joe says he has nowhere else to go because his house was destroyed by a mortar.
I left everything beside my bag. Left everything inside the house. Nothing there. Everything spoiled from racket.
Before the fighting, the International Committee of the Red Cross had been distributing food and blankets at the stadium. But after the rebels attacked Monrovia on July 19th, the food distribution and most other humanitarian work stopped. The Red Cross shut down all but its medical operations and evacuated its foreign staff. When the assault on Monrovia began, residents flooded into the streets with bundles of belongings on their heads in an attempt to outrun the rebels' advance.
We can't move you up and down, there's nowhere.
James Logan says this is the fifth time this year he and his family have fled fighting.
Sleep in the rain, sleep in the sun, mosquito biting, all the kind of thing. Places that we don't expect to sleep, we sleep in there with our children there.
And as the rebel siege of Monrovia drags on, fresh supplies of food, water, and medicine can't get into the capital. The only vehicles moving on the roads are 4x4s hauling government soldiers to the front lines and ambulances ferrying the injured. Over the last 2 weeks, rebels seized Liberia's two largest ports, severing the main shipping routes into the country. Each day, residents of Monrovia scramble across the city, braving gun and mortar fire to search for food and water. The unlucky ones end up here at a medical clinic run by Doctors Without Borders. Staff at the clinic say all of their patients are civilians, and many were injured when they ventured out to look for food. Dr. Natalie Seve has been up all night treating people with bullet and shrapnel wounds.
It's difficult because you don't know what will happen in 1 hour.
Doctors Without Borders is one of just a handful of aid agencies still operating in the embattled capital. They evacuated the top floor of this clinic in case a mortar comes through the roof. Dr. Seve says one of the hardest things about working in Monrovia is knowing that her Liberian colleagues are trapped here.
For us as expats, we have still one chance to evacuate, but when we see the staff, they don't have any luck to evacuate of this country, and it's like that for the last years, so we have really to think about them.
The situation is tragic. I mean, it's tragic. It's terrible.
Johnson Alufawata runs the relief agency World Vision in Liberia. Alufawata has evacuated all of his foreign employees.
It's unfortunate that you see a lot of deaths from starvation, a lot of death from simple illnesses which can easily be taken care of. But because the aid agencies have no opportunity of free movement, we cannot attend to this vulnerable population.
This in a city where an estimated 200,000 people are sleeping on the streets and in abandoned buildings. waiting to catch a plane to neighboring Sierra Leone last week. Alufa Wada said the fighting has made it nearly impossible to provide humanitarian assistance in Monrovia.
Apart from the devastation we are seeing, all the aid agencies have lost all their facilities to work. Just within this weekend, we have lost 4 vehicles, 15 motorcycles, all our computers have been looted. We are completely disabled to respond. Everything is lost just these 3 days.
As the humanitarian crisis in Monrovia deepens, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan this week called for the immediate deployment of peacekeepers to Liberia, saying that the situation in the capital is deteriorating dramatically. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.